When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic fundamental right? What's happening at big tech companies sets a huge and dangerous precedent for the future. It doesn't matter what your politics are, or who you voted for, or what even you believe, or what side of the political aisle you find yourself on. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, big tech monopolies and social media sites have instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against these big tech monopolies and their control of the internet, we here at RSBN highly recommend ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches. Video history and everything you click on, they all track it by building a profile on you and then selling off your sensitive data to people who pay them large amounts of money. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or iPhone or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, and this makes your activity way more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more important than this is that ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about this is how easy it is to use. Look, it just takes one click to protect all of your devices, and that's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing big tech companies to revoke you of your right to free speech, and let's revoke their right to your data by heading over to expressvpn.com/RSBN. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you head over to that link, you'll get 3 months free, and you'll also be kept safe from these cyber bullies who want your data. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. Guys, stay safe on the internet, and let's get back to the video. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurt, and today we have a very special guest, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson, thank you so much for meeting with me. Why don't you tell the people who you are?
It's a pleasure to be here. Dr. Ben Carson, I'm the founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute. Prior to that was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Prior to that was a pediatric neurosurgeon and chief of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins for 3 decades.
Yeah, so you're pretty cool, huh? I like it. I love it. I do want to thank you again, Dr. Ben Carson. You are here for Turning Point USA at Auburn University event to come speak. And I just want to say personally, I really appreciate it. I'm the president of this chapter, and you know, you're doing a lot for this community. I do want to say that we've gotten a lot of buzz around this community for this event, but this is not the only thing. There's actually a poll that came out from The Hill that said that younger boys, specifically high school students, are trending conservative. As a matter of fact, on the same poll, it said that they're twice as likely to vote conservative as liberal now. Can you kind of speak to that, maybe why that's happening and kind of what's going on in our country?
Yeah, it is something that's concerning. The achievement gap between girls and boys is widening. And when you look at a university like this, you know, 60% of the students are female, mm-hmm. Which means that in the future, you know, a large percentage of your bosses will be female. This denigrating the male role, this started maybe about 50 years ago. You saw it a lot on sitcoms. The father, the husband, was always the butt of everything, was the stupid one, and the wife had to come and save him, you know. And after a while, I guess it starts to sink in. And then there's something that's very strange that's going on in this country, but particularly if you're a white male, you're like the source of all evil. And, you know, you need to be pushed aside. You need to be punished. You should apologize for even existing. You know, these kinds of attitudes, I think, take a toll on people and affect the way that they see themselves and what they do. So we really need to start thinking about equality, not equity, but equality. And how do we treat everybody fairly and everybody saying, you know, like our pledge says, with liberty and justice for all.
That's good. I agree. And with that as well, with this kind of narrative that it's the white
evil men that are ruining the world or whatever. It's causing depression rates to go up. I mean, you're seeing men are more likely to commit suicide, depression. And these are real issues in our country. Fatherlessness is not getting any better. And that obviously ruins society. If you don't have that family unit, you're not going to, if you don't have a real man in the house, you know what I'm saying? The society is just going to crumble. Well, I know you know that more than anybody.
It's a tremendous responsibility.
Right.
And, you know, we have alleviated men from that responsibility, which is not good.
No, sir.
We have paternity tests. We have all kinds of things. But we really need to start emphasizing the traditional nuclear family.
Right.
There's a reason that God put forth that model. And it's a good model. You're not going to come up with a better model than he put out there. And that's why, you know, I grew up largely without a father. I had an amazing mother. She was like way off the end of the curve. But, you know, no father there. And that was a real detriment because in those days when I was growing up, it was not common. You know, I think we were the only people on the block with a broken family. And, you know, that's how traditions and values are passed down.
Right.
And when you begin to break that structure up, you don't get those values. And you had a whole generation of people who have very skewed value sets. You know, we see these young people today and say, what are they doing? It's because they have not had that foundation. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. If you don't train him, you're going to have a bunch of very wild people.
Yeah, you got to train people to do good, not to do bad, you know. So that's really good. Now, we know that you have a background in healthcare. Real quick, can you give a definition of what healthcare is, and does abortion fit in that definition?
Well, you know, healthcare is just what it sounds like, caring for one's health. And it has a lot to do with prevention, not just active intervention.
Right.
And, you know, for some strange reason, people have tried to tie abortion to women's health. And, you know, if it's bothering you emotionally, then it's affecting your health. Whatever little tie they can come up with, they tie it in there, say it's women's health.
Right.
And I must say, in all my years of practicing medicine, I never encountered a case where a woman's normal pregnancy was physically putting her health in jeopardy.
Right. That is a lie from the abortion industry, of course. Abortion is, would you agree with the statement that abortion is never medically necessary?
I would say almost never. If you have a tubal pregnancy, that can be life-threatening, and but you know that's a very abnormal situation.
Of course.
But a normal type of pregnancy, you're not going to really find very many cases where that's threatening the mother's health.
Makes sense. Well, I appreciate your expertise on that. I just kind of wanted to get that off the table. We're like, hey, health. You know, they'll say abortion's healthcare. Or I don't know. We got a former neurosurgeon here. We got a guy who's been in it. I'm curious what he thinks. Obviously, you're not like.
And I've had it. An opportunity to operate on very immature babies, 25, 26, 27 weeks gestation.
Wow.
As well as intrauterine surgery. And I can tell you those are very much alive individuals with feelings and reactions, and they're human beings.
Amen. I love that. Well, Ben Carson, thank you so much for coming on the show. We got to get ready for a speech. So I just want to thank you personally for impacting the community that I grew up in and causing this ruckus going on campus right now.
And thank you for being courageous, because you've got to take some spears and arrows for doing that, I know.
Only some. But it's all right. I have the armor of God on me. So.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, that was Ben Carson, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. Have a good rest of your week. God bless. We'll be right back.